can tell us about Pearl and Armia?
Yeah, Pearl won't play today. We'll list him as day-to-day. Joel went back to Winnipeg today. He's going to get some tests over the next couple of days. We'll have a better feel, but it's not a... It's not a day-to-day situation, but we'll have a better idea in a couple of days.
So you bring up Nick Patan. Yep. He's going to go right in there?
Or? He's going right in.
Are you going to put him
up? Oh, I'm not telling you that yet, because we did fit systems in 5-on-5 today. We talked to the team first.
Well, I'm sure you get asked about Patrick Laine in every stop. Yeah. But as the season kind of, we're settling in now a few weeks in, where have you seen his game maybe grow or some comfort level kind of work?
You know what, he's got a real good understanding of the game where he needs to be. The learning process for him now is just the change of speed, right? And he's starting to realize that not everybody plays the same game. Mm-hmm. That and the schedule, I'm sure, is now, he's got a new eye-opener for him playing back-to-back in the NHL, the travel. But we really feel like Patty and all the young guys that we have in are taking those steps forward, getting a better understanding of the daily life in the NHL.
Did you see any signs? I mean, he's come out and said, you know, Alex Ovechkin was his hero growing up, like playing against the Capitals. Do you see any signs of him trying to match that? Or
no, the only thing you notice is that when you can tell by the way he moves his body and leans into shot, when it's on his stick, he thinks he can score.
Yeah.
You know, he's not just putting it at the net. He's not starting your forecheck. He's looking for a corner. He's looking for a play. So he might miss it a bit, not by much very often. He's had a bunch of pucks get to the net that were real close to going as well for him. So he's just got a fantastic release.
All injuries are tough to take, but can you just kind of talk to what Joel Armia has done for you to start this year and the excitement that was there?
And done for him, right? Like he was a first-round pick that, and everybody has a different path to the NHL. And he clearly, over the course of the summer, did the right amount of work and came into camp. And after about game two or three, found his game, and it's a valuable game for our team. He was a big part. The Lowry-Armia combination generated more even strength 5-on-5 chances and maybe more importantly, net chances. So when you sub out the ones that you have to give up to generate than anybody else, and that includes Mark and Blake. So that's how important those two guys were. So much of that was from Joel's stick. You know, he was just so responsible defensively, but a level of creativity there. But I'm more disappointed for him in this time, but he's going to heal, and he's going to come back and playing the way he's playing. He's going to play for the Winnipeg Jets for an awfully long time.
What do you like about what Patan can bring to the team?
So you know what, the big jump for me with Nick was last year when we brought him back up. He had gotten rid of quite a bit of the amateur in his game and turned pro. He's on the puck now. There are pieces to his intensity that are there. You know what, he just learned, you know, all the thing that the other four kids that we kind of have in the lineup are learning right now. You never slow down and you can't loop. So he got on the puck and he's got real good hand skills. He can make plays. We're looking for another jump here. We're looking for another step forward.
Thurman back?
I'm sorry?
Thurman back?
Chris is back, yes.
You used some unusually strong terms last night to describe a call you didn't like. You've had a day to reflect on that. Do you regret anything you said last night?
You know what? One of the big challenges that I have, and you may or may not believe this, but I really try to be honest in my answers to people. So not all of them can be completely forthcoming, but I would suggest that I would be at my most dishonest post-game. So, no, I mean, I'm not happy about the call when it happened. I'm not happy about the call now, but I've moved on to Detroit. And we're rolling in around 1,300 games. That's not the first time I've been unhappy with a call. I'm sure it's not going to be the last. What I need to do is stop listening to the question. Because the question was, did that leave a bad taste in your mouth? Hence, the way I followed it up. That's where my brain works. If it was, how did you like the call? I probably would have said I really didn't. We're talking about how something would taste. That's what came into my head. Sorry. That's the truth.
Did you hear from the league?
Normally you don't.
No.
They just send you a letter telling you they're fine, but I haven't heard anything.
What's the thought on this Red Wings club that's a couple of games above 500 so far?
Well, the challenge for us with these guys is they're going to be their quickness and their ability to make plays in short areas. So when you play a team like that, you want to make sure your gap's real good defensively. You don't give them any room to make those plays. For us to be able to do that on back-to-back, our shift length's got to be right. It wasn't great last night. But that affected us a bit. So we have to be really high energy on short shifts.
On another subject, you've talked about going all in on the science of rest and recovery, mm-hmm. and all of that. And, you know, you're canceling a lot of morning skates because you need to because of the schedule and so forth. Do you see a time where, like in the NBA, where they've done away with a lot of the shoot-arounds, where the NHL teams simply do away with the morning skate and let those guys
I think they will. I think what's different is, because of the nature of the sport, full contact, the next day, you've got a lot of guys that almost can't go on the ice, right? So you got a lot of bruises that need to be iced and healed. Like, you can't put them on the ice 12 hours later. But they want to go on the ice between the last game and the next game. So I think that's the difference why you still see NHL teams have morning skates and take the day after a game off. It would make sense, right, just on recovery, because you're looking at about 36 hours between game and the morning skate, but you could get almost 2 days in if you didn't bother. But I don't know. Well, we tried to do that, and we tried to do it in the past, get rid of the morning skates. In this schedule, your team would almost never be together, because there's just going to be 8 or 9 guys that you can't put on the ice the night after a game. The trainer doesn't want them on. But that 24-hour period from the game to the morning skate, they are better. And they also know it's going to be a 20-minute. The next time we have a practice, I don't know, in December, we will tailor how we practice for sure. The load, we measured the load that we put on our players in practice last year in the last 2 or 3 months, and we were impressed. We put a heavy load on them in practice, almost equal to a game sometimes. So we'll change that when we ever get a chance to practice again.
As you talked like last week, saying you'd never been into a situation like this where you couldn't practice at all, didn't have many game day skates, and you said to ask you again midway through.
No, we're still coming into it. We're not into the teeth of this thing yet, because it's going to be the third week. It'll be the third time we go through. No, and what I meant by I'd never been through, I'd never played back-to-back games and then had an afternoon game on the fourth day. So we'd never before the Buffalo game. There was no morning skate. There was no day between skate. And then we're going to do that when LA comes to town next week. So we'll get good at it.
Have you ever had a stretch like this where you haven't been able to practice for this?
No, this is unique. I mean, we've talked about a tough month, but we're talking about, I think, 28 games in 49 days with 6 sets of back-to-backs. So we've never been through this.
Is that a challenge with the younger team? Like a team like Chicago, Joel can give them the day off and he doesn't care. With a younger team, is that
not in terms of them losing focus or knowing how to prepare. We also think that younger legs recover faster. Mentally, they probably haven't. They're used to maybe coming to the rink and feeling good. 3 or 4 years in the NHL, most guys realize they just never feel good, and they get used to that and they get through that. The practice time is the thing with a young team. I think the details you'd like to work on instead of showing video. But that's our schedule, so that's not changing.
We'll be Hellebuck in the next
one. Yeah, I'll give you that. I didn't give you the lines. I'll give you that. Hellebuck's playing.